Without exception, every one of these individuals realized early in their careers what a remarkable asset their voice and manner of speaking could be. They realized that speaking well was vital to winning auditions and to earning a living in their chosen craft. We're all actors, even if only in our everyday lives. Speaking effectively can enable us and empower us to move others to cry or laugh, to feel anger, to become inspired, all because of the power of the spoken word. On stage and in our homes and offices, we all must learn to communicate with style. I commend the authors of this audiobook for recognizing the need to improve one's voice and speech. And I commend you for dedicating yourself to taking this important step. Whether you want to be an Academy Award-winning actor, or if you're just trying to enhance the opportunities life brings your way, you owe yourself a huge pat on the back. You are taking an excellent first step by studying voice and speech improvement. Now persevere. I truly wish you well.
I'm Betty Pierce Zoller. These are some of the sounds of speech: loud, soft, harsh, pleasant, sometimes understandable, sometimes unclear. There are many languages in the world. This audiobook is concerned with speaking effective American English. Whether you're a natural English speaker or, for you, English is a second or foreign language, this program is intended to help you improve your speech. Everyone can always improve. We speak at least 1,000 words for every one that we write. Few skills are more important to an individual's well-being than the ability to speak clearly, persuasively, and effectively.
And I'm Hugh Lampman. Spoken language is really a series of sound signals. Humans signal each other by the words that they choose to convey their thoughts, by their tone of voice, by their pitch inflections, and by the stresses and accents they place upon certain words and phrases. In this program, we are your guides. We're your speech role models. We'll discuss many areas of speech, including how you can improve the sound of your voice, the mechanics of speech, and how your voice is produced, and how you should care for it.
I'm John Arthur Watkins. You'll learn about public speaking, effective telephone techniques, how to help your children and grandchildren improve their speech, and much more.
We are experienced voice coaches, teachers, and radio TV personalities. We're authors of books and audio tapes in voice and speech. Our products are distributed worldwide. As teachers, authors, and publishers, we've combined our knowledge and experience to produce this audio program.
The fact that you're listening to us proves at least two things. You realize how important it is to your future to speak effectively and expressively, and you understand that accomplished speakers are made, not born. You're correct on both counts.
We all learn to speak during early childhood. We listen to those around us, parents and those who cared for us while our parents worked, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, teachers. We imitated their vocal sounds, their speech rhythms, their vocabulary, their mannerisms. Of course, we were also influenced by the media and culture, radio, television, theater, films, recordings, by the amount and type of education that we received, and by the geographical locations in which we lived.
And there, of course, can be the beginning of a genuine problem. Articulate speech is a learned behavior. If your early speech model spoke English with an accent or dialect, if they used incorrect grammar, if their vocabulary was limited, it's likely that you speak that way too. Is that bad? Not necessarily if it doesn't bother you, but remember, others judge you very quickly by the way you sound and by the words you use. That can slow your progress in life, both personally and professionally.
In this program, we want to help you speak effective American English. You must use correct grammar. Speak clearly and articulately.